Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Israel's military has called up reservists in preparation for a possible resumption of fighting in Gaza if Hamas fails to meet a Saturday deadline to release more Israeli hostages and a nearly month-old ceasefire breaks down. Gili Kalef is from Tel Aviv. My message to my government is, first of all, to make every effort to bring the hostages home, even if it requires us to make concessions, because in the end, there are people there who are suffering. Hamas says it won't free three hostages on Saturday as planned, citing alleged Israeli violations of the ceasefire deal, including on aid and the deaths of three Palestinians over the weekend. Retiree Charles Heller isn't sure an agreement can be reached.
You can't deal, you cannot bargain, you cannot negotiate with a criminal who's holding the hostage. It never worked, never will.
According to the White House on Wednesday, U.S. President Donald Trump asked Jordanian King Abdullah to ensure that Hamas militants understood the quote-unquote severity of the situation if hostages are not released by Saturday's deadline. In sweeping remarks Wednesday, U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth suggests that the way forward for Ukraine is for the country to abandon hopes of a return to its pre-2014 borders and prepare for a negotiated settlement with Russia.
We want, like you, a sovereign and prosperous Ukraine. But we must start by recognizing that returning to Ukraine's pre-2014 borders is an unrealistic objective. Chasing this illusionary goal will only prolong the war and cause more suffering.
Hegseth made the comments during his first trip to NATO and the Ukraine Defense Contact Group by a member of the new Trump administration. Allies have been waiting to hear how much continued military and financial support Washington intends to provide to Ukraine's government. This is VOA News. Eight U.S. government watchdogs have sued the Trump administration after being fired. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The mass firing of inspectors general effectively removed oversight of the administration. The suit says the firings were unlawful and asks a judge to restore the watchdogs to their position after Congress was not given the legally required 30-day notice of their removals. The independent inspectors general at federal agencies say they play a nonpartisan role in both overseeing trillions in federal spending and federal employee conduct. President Trump has said he would put new good people in the roles. Sagar Magani, Washington.
According to a United Nations report, Bangladesh's former government was behind systematic attacks and killings of protesters as it tried to hold on to power last year. UN Human Rights High Commissioner Volker Turk described the report as, quote-unquote, a very brutal read.
Hundreds of extrajudicial killings, extensive arbitrary arrest and detention, and torture and ill-treatment, including of children, as well as gender-based violence.
Before Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina was toppled in a student-led revolution last August, her government cracked down on protesters and others. Hasina, who fled into exile in neighboring India, has already defied an arrest warrant to face trial in Bangladesh for crimes against humanity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Trump's friendly relations may be tested during a visit to Washington. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery has more.
India is a key strategic partner of the U.S. and eager to avoid tariffs that have been slapped on other countries. But Trump has referred to India as a tariff king and pressed it on the deportation of migrants. In response, India has shown willingness to lower its own tariffs on U.S. products and accept Indian citizens back. Meera Shankar, India's former ambassador to the U.S., comments on what may come of their meeting.
If Trump seeks to raise tariffs on agricultural exports from India, if India does not open up the agricultural market, then I think India will probably dig its heels in to some extent.
I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Austrian far-right leader Herbert Kickl says his talks on forming a coalition government with a conservative party have collapsed. Austria's president gave Kickl a mandate to try and form a new government on January 6th after efforts to put together a governing alliance without his Freedom Party failed. But his talks with the conservative Austrian People's Party appeared increasingly troubled in recent days with constant talk of policy differences and a clash over who would get which ministries. Kickl informed President Alexander von der Bellen on Wednesday that he was giving up the mandate. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.